activities of the vegetas. Text number 36. Yatra Narayana Saksha.
The goal of those who have renounced the material world
his attainment of Narayana. A Vaishnava sannyasi therefore dedicates his life to serving Narayana. He does not falsely claim to be Narayana. Instead of becoming Nirvaira, a non-envious of other living entities, one who tries to become Narayana becomes envious of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the attempt to become Narayana constitutes the greatest offense. Actually, when one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes non-envious. In this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. But by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and devoid of material hankering. Because of our envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have become envious of all other living entities. When we are no longer envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be real peace, unity and fraternity in human society. Without Narayana or Sankirtan Yajna, there cannot be peace in this material world.
Om Ajnanatinandasya Jnanandanam Sadatya Sakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manoprishtam Sakritanyena Bhuktare Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Tadati Swamapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sarvajatam Sarvanaragunatam Sāvaitam Sāvadutam Parijanāsaritam Krishna Chaitanya-devam Sri Radha Krishna Pādām Sarganādarita Sri Vishakānvitam Sha He Krishna Parvam Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Vahemasate Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshvari Rishabham Shudha Devi Pranamani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarayo Gaurava Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Blessing seeking from all Vaishnavas here. Take something from this purple place.
Want to do or something, if there's some appreciate
self knowledge, we'll be so happy. Similarly, the whole purpose of the material creation, that for reformation, the conditioned soul coming here, thinking they are God, and then someone comes and tells you, you are God, you know what you are? You say, someone says, okay, you are beautiful, you are wonderful, you are amazing. The ultimate nail is what? You are God. So then that person is really happy and then asks, how do you know? How do you know this, that I am God? And the other person says, because I am also God. This is the classic mutual understanding. You are also God? Because how do you know that? Because I am also God, I can see you. You know, like in Vaishnava community, we are just a good Prabhu. You know, Master, Prabhu means now I'm accepting you as a great person than me. This is Vaishnava. But here you see, imagine if you are in Mayavadi group, you are addressing Narayana, Narayana, everyone is addressing as Narayana. They think they are, you know, they are going to be same as Narayana. This is a very contradiction in even addressing. We take a humble position, we think, okay, fine, you are there, we want to serve. The service mode is exemplified. In South India, people will call Aiyan. Aiyan means, you know, I am serving. Same as that, right? If you accept you are my master, or you can tell I am your servant. Both are same contextual in terms of addressing everyone. But here you see, straight away, you are Narayana, I am also Narayana. So Prabhupada doesn't miss a chance, an opportunity to smash my body. He doesn't give a chance. Like, if there is a chance, there is an opportunity, preach. Or you know, smash. Like, even the slightest doubt, you should not get, okay, reading this, oh, Narayana, then, you know, we should become Narayana. The goal is Narayana. We go for explaining the sannyasi's goal is to Narayana, but one type of sannyasi, they want to replace that Narayana with themselves, or replace or identify themselves with Narayana. The other one is a cooperator. So Prabhupada writing introduction to Bhagavad Gita. So we want to be the enjoyer and controller, but actually our position is a cooperator. We are not the enjoyer and controller. We have to cooperate. That means we have to play our part in the whole machine so that we can be happy. That is the purpose. We cannot replace the whole machine. Just a tiny part cannot replace the whole machine. But then every part has its own individual position to play and cooperate. That way it fulfills the whole purpose. You know? So that's why we are cooperators, cooperator, not corporation. We are cooperating. We are cooperating with the Lord. If you want to be separate and independent, then we are here in this material world. That is the thing. And Prabhupada tells, you know, we are quite often get this, that Daridra Narayan, that Narayan become poor. The poor is identified as Narayan. You know, this is basically a flaw because the material designation is given to Narayan. The Supreme Lord, that the idea is that they think the Lord is material. Material form, that whatever you see, they are material. That's why they have this past and everything. But actually, they are Brahman. This is their understanding. And they identify, okay, these are all material Brahman. But we know that Krishna, he is Sachidananda. He doesn't have any material places, or he doesn't have any material contamination. Even though he looks like the normal human being, the fools think that he is just like human. But they don't see that, you know, Krishna is performing the supernatural pastimes and activities which is beyond the complication of their human, you know, intelligence or powers. Like Krishna lifting the golden hill and, you know, all these pastimes you can see from Vrindavan. There is no one baby, you know, he can able to kill Putana or Bakasura or lifting the golden, supernatural pastimes. But they cannot understand that, they cannot think, oh, this must be different, at least they should have an idea. I cannot do. But even though he looks like me, he looks like a human, normal human being, but he is a supreme person. That's what Kunti Maharani is saying. You are a supreme person, but you are invisible, you are covered by the curtain of Maya. Not only that, not only you are covered by the curtain of Maya, isn't that like, you know, we have darshan, we have the curtain, you know, we have Sayamakala darshan, we have curtains, right? We can't see the Supreme God. Even the curtain is one layer, then another is that because he is adokshita, he is beyond the material conception, he is beyond the material senses. Even if it is curtain on there, our senses is not able to see. With the material senses, you cannot perceive something which is not material. And then we are foolish. We identify, okay, I am the controller, I enjoy. So many layers are there which we can't able to see. It's like a cataract disease. The disease which we have cataract. You cannot see the vision properly, it's very blurry. So this disease has to be removed and then they give you ointment. So similarly, when we have bhakti, then we can see Krishna. Then otherwise it's impossible. Only by bhakti we can able to see Krishna, who he is. That's what the Kunti Maharani, the Pandavas, if you see that they can able to see Krishna, who he is, even though he is present in front of them. Even though he is acting like just a nephew, he is just like a, you know, friend within the family of the Pandavas, but he can see because they have devotion, they understand who Krishna really is, but even though others are there, they cannot even appreciate Krishna. So this is by devotion one can understand the real position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise it's very difficult. We think he is just an awful person. So this is Dharindranarayan, this term, this even, you know, thinking that, oh, this poor, yeah, this poor, then they think, oh, we have to serve the poor. Don't tell the usual notion that why do we serve God? We have to serve the suffering humanity, suffering people. They don't understand because by serving the Supreme God, everyone is pleased. So this point Prabhupada writes again in the later part of the Bhagavad. You will come to that. So Narayana Krishna will be same. You know, we serving Krishna, the Supreme Person. There is a conversation here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, between Venkata Bhatta and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Chaturmasya, now Chaturmasya is going, he was staying there for 4 months. So Chaturmasya time he was staying there, he had the Venkata Bhatta was serving and they had a very friendly relationship actually. And Mahaprabhu asking question about Narayana, Krishna, about why Lakshmi is getting attracted to Krishna. So that Narayana and Krishna both are same. But only the rasa is different, because the conjugal love or the mellow. Only Krishna can have that. So even worshipping Krishna, the Krishna and Narayana is same, but Krishna and Narayana is not same as same words. That is what you understand. Here we see from the verse from the Bhagavatam, Pashyantis or non-believers. What is that? There is a great offense because they are thinking that Narayana Krishna is the same as the demigod. The demigod Lord Shiva, powerful demigod Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma are equal to Lord Vishnu. This is offense we chant every day in the morning. We are thinking that the Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma are equal to or equivalent of the name of Lord Vishnu. We should not think that this personality is all of one. This is typical. If you are coming from India, subcontinent, we have this understanding. Everything is saying, you know, what is the problem? You pick one and choose one and worship one. They think, you know, all gods reach the same destination. They all want each other. It's like in a family, you treat one person, you know, all are taken care. And like, you know, when we are waiting for the marriage or something, we write their name and family. Okay, sir, you come and you say all your family come. And I'm your representative, I'm dealing with you. So like they think the same manner, oh, they all are each other, know all the same only, like Shiva is there, Shiva's son is Narpati is there, and then Kartikeya is there, Shiva wife, Parvati is there. One family, one otherwise one, and then every family will be peace like. But that is not the same, because you worship demi god, you go to their destination. But you worship the Supreme God, then you go to the Supreme God. You worship the ancestors, you go to them. So different worship leads to different destination, and then you get the benefits accordingly. same benefit. So this is we should not consider our equal. The great deity is equal to Narayana. So they act Narayana, as you said, the goal of the verse, the sannyasi goal is Narayana, to serve. Sannyasi, there is Vaishnava sannyasi and Mayavada sannyasi. Two sannyasis, where Prabhupada explained about that, Mayavada sannyasis. Sannyasis were there is one definition of sannyas. I was reading Bhagavad Gita recently, 10th chapter, in that there is one definition of sannyas Prabhupada gives actually. The sannyas definition is that the transcendental attitude of the devotee in the performance of activities is actually that of renunciation, and that is called sannyas. So any activities you are performing, the transcendental attitude of the devotee in the performance of activities is actually that of renunciation. He is not attached. And Prabhupada, anyone acting under the direction of the Supreme Lord is actually a sannyasi and a yogi, and not the man who has simply taken the dress of the sannyas or a pseudo yogi. The spirit, sannyasi, is more of an attitude, it's more of the spirit, it's more of the internal thing. It is not just like, you know, okay, fine, renounce everything and, you know, have the clothes, sit in the bank, beg and feed oneself. You, sannyas is just renouncing the family to accept the whole world as your family. And this is a, even though sannyas is not recommended in Kali Yuga, but then we see our Vaishnavas in our parampara. So many Vaishnavas, they take this sannyas order to go and preach the new, the far out of every town and village. Even the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepted the sannyas. He accepted the sannyas itself to be a seminar. But he accepted just to, even though he is the Supreme Lord, he, in one sense, he is, doesn't have to do that. But if he by doing that, then there is a more opportunity for the conditioned soul to get mercy. This is like using sannyas in the service. Right? And especially Mahaprabhu accepting Mayavada, sannyas from the Mayavada guru, that time, that is one premise, that is so popular, that is what existing. Not many people know about Vaishnava sannyas and everything. So Mahaprabhu used everything. Krishna is so merciful that even people criticize everything, he wants to save the conditioned soul. This is his mission. This is the mood that some or other I want to give. No, whether qualified or not qualified, whether the place is favorable or not favorable. Whether the opportunity, wherever one is ready, I am able to give. And following the footsteps of Mahaprabhu, if you see all the sannyasis in our, you know, like Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was criticized because he was giving initiation to all the other, you know, people from lower class, or, you know. And then Prabhupada, you know, he was, they said, okay, Prabhupada is traveling the ocean, sannyasi should not travel the ocean, cross the ocean. Prabhupada, you know, started this, he was saying, you know, conduct the marriage for his disciple. He had Brahmacharya Ashram. And Prabhupada, interesting, you know, for him, the Grahastha or the disciples, great disciples or Grahastha, they are as good as the sannyasis. Prabhupada sent them, okay, go to London, start the temple. And great Vaishnavis, if you see in our lineage, in our parampara, currently they are all there. Such a great Vaishnava is being criticized. Well, time, we can understand now, okay, sannyas is doing something, for that they will be criticized. But similarly, so that time Mahaprabhu, even that, you know, when Mahaprabhu was there in Varanasi, then Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapu Mishra, they were there. Shri Mahaprabhu, when he was started preaching in East Bengal, he recently married, first marriage, and he started his preaching, he went to East Bengal, and Dapan Mishra was there, and he sent Dapan Mishra to go to Varanasi, I'll come. He knew, okay, he's going to meet Sanatan, he's going to use his Shisha there. So they both were there, Dapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya, they came and they were not able to take the blasphemy of the other sannyasi about Mahaprabhu. They couldn't be able to talk it anymore. They said to Mahaprabhu, do something. This Mayavadi and all the sannyasis are criticizing you, you become a sentimentalist, you just stand and dance, you don't know anything. The devotees got so much of love for Mahaprabhu, they couldn't be able to take it. That time when Brahmana came and invited Mahaprabhu, you come to my house, I'm inviting all this. Sannyasis, you also come, I'll be happy. So Mahaprabhu went and then, he washed the feet of all the sannyasis, Mahaprabhu sannyasis, and he sat there where he washed the feet. And he showed his mystic, he was effulgent, like the Brahmachari. All these Mahaprabhu sannyasis are attracted to this Brahmachari. And the leader of the Mahaprabhu sannyasis, Prakashananda Saraswati, came and said, "Why are you sitting here? Come and sit with us." Mahaprabhu was very humble. He said, "No, they come and sit." And then they had a discussion, why you were chanting and dancing like a sentimentalist. Then he said, "Because this is what my guru gave. My guru gave this mantra." He said, when Mahaprabhu went to his guru, Ishwara Puri, he said, "Oh Gosar, what kind of mantra you have given? What is this mantra? I'm chanting again and again, I'm becoming mad." So this is Mahaprabhu. And he said, you don't understand Vedanta. You just a fool, like a person, you just chant this mantra. This is for you. And Mahaprabhu, made all these Mayavadi sannyasis into, surrender to him. This is Mahaprabhu, even though people criticize or make blasphemy, but Mahaprabhu liberated so many personalities, so many different range of people, from aristocratic to governmental work, or normal Brahmana in South India. If you're traveling, he traveled so many places, and he made everyone into devotees. So, otherwise there is no necessary. Sannyas, he has taken. So, just to give this mercy to the general public, to people. As I said, the same coming in that mood, coming in that lineage, all the sannyasis, they travel, all the distance, all the way down, just to preach and give this holy name. So this is an interesting stanza from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he reason ill who tells that Vaishnava died, when thou art living still in sound. The Vaishnavas died to live, and living tried to spread the holy name alone. This is the mood of Vaishnava. Someone other than to give this holy name. It is easy, we can relate to it to some extent, that when we are associating with someone, say for example when we are associating or preaching to new people or something, and the ultimate agenda of what is us, that person should chant. That person should chant the holy name, isn't it? This is our hidden agenda. That when we are associating, the outcome of that association is that the other person should chant, take up the process. Just by chanting, we only focus on this, right? We somehow or other bring that person to that point where we can able to chant, we can connect it in such a way that, okay, fine, chant, do some meditation, or do some chanting. Even though the person may not know, even if the person who is new, he may not know why this, but he likes to lead that process. Rather, we not getting, association, when we are associating, we should be careful because he is either way contaminated. We can take up their process or we can be our process also. So for that, we need to be really chanting attentively and pray to Krishna, and then we associate and then we give this. So that is the ultimate, because one to please Krishna. This point is Prabhupada writes in the Purport that ultimate goal of sannyasi is to please Narayana. So that means to serve Krishna. And one more important point, which is the last section of the Purport, Prabhupada makes that if one is envious, he gives a solution. Prabhupada says, chanting is the solution of being non-envious. Because why I envy the other divinities? Because I envy the Supreme Lord. We have the example of watering the root or feeding the stomach. That we enjoy to water the root and the whole tree is nourished. Similarly, our original that envy is there towards the Supreme Lord. And that is being, you can see, is reflected upon all the living entities. So you see that original, okay, fine. The envy, we see someone having a good quality and we appreciate, okay, this person has some good qualities, this person has something good. I appreciate that. But then that appreciation, if it is there more, it's good. It will inspire us and like to have that kind of quality and learn from that. And we want to serve. But then when the appreciation after some time, then the appreciation changes, it becomes a desire. I also want to have that kind of. Then slowly what happened? We think, okay, he has, I didn't have. Then more, he had, I should have, but he should not have. This slowly creeps in. I didn't have, he has, okay. Then what happened? I should have. Then why he is having? He should not have. Only I should have. This slowly, status goes. So same way, when Krishna was there, we're thinking, why Krishna? The desire was there. Desire is, okay, I also want to be him. I want to be like him. I also want to enjoy. Then comes hate. Icha dvesha samudrena Bhagavad Gita. Hate is what? Hate is because I don't have, okay, but he should not have. I hate that. Why you only have him? Why not me? Then problem comes. First comes desire, then comes hate. First desire, I should have, I should also have. You are also having, I should also have. Then comes hate is what? I envy you. That is, I don't like that you have. I should only have. Then Krishna said, okay, come, there is only one seat here. One CEO in this Supreme, this future world. You cannot become CEO here. He is not like, it's not like a director, board of executives, a director, anything like that. It's only one person. I am the CEO, I am the controller, I am the engineer. If you want, you go down there. So same, we started from there, when we come here, we see so many CEOs are fighting for that seat, and we become, okay, I am the only people, I am the... You can read from that 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, how the mentality of the demonic is there. I have conquered this much, I have finished this enemy, and those people who are coming against my plan, they are also enemy. Soon they, I will conquer them. These are like demonic mentality that creeps in, and then we think, okay, these people are all my competitors. And I should smash them, I should be on the top. And then it is appreciated also. I mean, one time, for example, this is saying the cutting edge, in any job or any performance, materially,
this thing, okay, you should be on top. It is like how we water in the bhakti, like that we get water. Yet our pride is neighbor's envy. This is the catch and line. Our pride is neighbor's envy. If someone is envy of me, that is my pride, that is my badge. So it is totally opposite of what we are trying to establish. Because how chanting helps is when we know that, okay, fine, this is true, we can see in two ways. One is, okay, how we are having envy, then we should work on our chanting. This is one way we are looking of chanting. That might, if you see, the behavioral changes or behavior of the devotee of the person is not good or ourselves is not good, then we should know that hearing and chanting is not proper. Simple test. If our behavioral, if our observation, if the things are not going, then immediately we should know that my sadhana is not good. Simple. My chanting is not good, my reading is not good, my sadhana is not good. Then those kind of internal growth is not there. Externally, when things are happening, it looks very dry and mechanical, then problem comes. Because there is no depth. So someone is doing service and if there is no hearing, chanting or proper growth internally, then the service you do it very as a matter of doing, you have to do it, just do it, that's it. Then there is a conflict, there is a problem, there is everything happens in the superficial level, like the waves in the ocean. You see, the waves are there at the superficial level and it tosses the person up and down and it makes, you know, like wrong. But nothing, there is no wave in the deep ocean. It is so still and calm and quiet and it's so, you know, soothed, like, you know, very silent. Because it's so deep. If we are in the surface of Krishna consciousness, then we are getting, you know, tossed by this kind of external apparent conflict and things like that. And our service also won't, we feel the pain of the service. Oh, I feel, you know, really I don't want to do this. I really think that I should have a break. I should someone other give this to someone. Is there anyone like me? We are in that place. We are not enthused or energy like I want to do this. Because there is no emotion or there is no cultivation of emotion in behind that service. That comes when one is properly watering the root of the bhakti mata beach. That is chanting and hearing. When we are chanting and hearing, then we are you know, having that development of emotion within our heart. And when we get that service, it is expressed in that service. So that is the complete circle of bhakti. And like, you know, since someone is feeling nicely observed, immediately, you know, the outcome of that is he wants to do service. If initially we can see, you know, bhakti, you know, Krishna consciousness, someone is coming into Krishna consciousness, they are chanting, they are doing, they are reading, they are actively hearing lecture, they are chanting, immediately the outcome is Prabhu. Can you give me some service? Can you do some service? Is there anything I can do? Is there anything I can help? We can make a, okay, this person, you know, has watered the root of bhakti. He wants to offer that fruit of development of his heart to Krishna. So this is one way of looking at how chanting can help to see that envy. Because these are all anathas. We can see Mahaprabhu. He has come here, you know, to say the associates of Mahaprabhu, we can see the Manasattva. And then they close companions like Ramananda Rai. And then servant go into that thing. And then weapons. Mahaprabhu weapon means, you know, we don't see any weapon. But Mahaprabhu weapon is this chanting which changes the demonic mentality in the community. We have the demonic mentality, we have this lust, envy, pride, illusion, madness, all are there within our heart. And these demons, they take root, they take their form when opportunity comes, and we need to remove this anathas, or kill this demonic mentality with the weapon of Mahaprabhu. That's what Mahaprabhu is giving. He's giving the chanting, the holy Cheto Dharpam Mahajanam, starting the process is cleansing. Identifying, vigilantly seeing and cleansing that thing. So envy, so when envy is there, then because I am envious of other entities, and then how to get rid of that? By taking up this process, chanting, and then in the association of devotees, in the chanting and reading and glorifying, in the association of devotees, that is the ultimate benefit or the fortunate position of the living entity. So they are in the association of devotees. Not only we get purified, but we can able to understand Krishna also. Because Krishna, if you want to chanting, okay, by chanting is one level, we are purifying, we are cleansing, but the ultimate fruit or the ultimate goal of chanting is to remember or absorb in the holy name, which is non-different from Krishna. Or to get that love of God. That is only possible in the association of devotees. Because Krishna is saying, okay, fine, how can you understand Krishna? He is saying, we have to read the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita is here. But then, not just like, okay, fine, you take the Gita, we take Bhagavatam and read. No, that is not how we do it. We do under the guidance of the We hear the Bhagavatam, we read the Gita under the guidance of the devotee. Then one can understand, because through devotee, Krishna is saying, okay, fine, you hear from me or from my representative. You can understand Krishna from him directly or from his representative. But when we hear the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita study under the devotee, we get the right understanding or the right medicine for us. And when we know that we have to do this analysis of devotees, then we should be careful that we don't envy devotees or we don't have ill feeling towards devotees, because then how can we understand Krishna or how can we purify ourselves? It becomes very difficult. And that's why the intelligent person take up this process. The intelligent person takes up this process of chanting. Because you know, if you see somebody from intelligent, if something someone is giving for free, so you can see people, you know, they are very acceptance level is good. But very rare, you know, people also ask, you know, maybe doubtful, no, I cannot, I don't want. This process is, you know, so free. It's like intelligent take up the process. Otherwise, what happened? We surrender to the demigods or impersonalism, we can say. If we are not able to surrender to Krishna, then we surrender to demigods or impersonalism. But then Mahaprabhu appeared and then is giving this process so free to everyone, anyone. Whoever just chant Hare Krishna and perfect life. This is the ultimate weapon for the age of Kali, to destroy all the bad things. Okay? So, for this topic, let's see if anyone wants to add any comments, correction, questions there. Otherwise, we finish. So, it's nice topic. This whole section actually nice verses and nice.
You mentioned that you need to read, it's not enough to read just Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam by itself. usually under the guidance of the devotees.
Yeah.
So is it enough to read the Bhagavatam with proper purpose?
Yeah.
Or do we need more?
Yeah, first we have to read Prabhupada, Prabhupada, because they are everyone in the translation and they will read Prabhupada. It's good to read Prabhupada, Prabhupada to get there. I remember one time in Bhagavad Gita, I think, I was reading the verse and then I was from one verse to another verse reading and then going. But before reading the Prabhupada, something came in my mind. I thought, why is it like this? You know, it should not be like that, like this. Then that, exactly that point Prabhupada addressed in the Bhagavad. Mm. So it's like, you know, you're like, my God, it's like amazing. But when you're reading, it's good to get that whatever, you know, clarification you want, we approach a devotee, we don't say it, that's my point. We read it, we make a point, we read the Prabhupada. If lecture is there, Prabhupada lecture, you can hear the lecture transcription there. And then we are devotees, we can ask them and then clarify. This is a Machita Mukhatatana Bodhiyanta Purusha. When devotees come together, chant and glorify and talk about Tushyanti Chitara Mukhita. Okay? Hare Krishna. Andhra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya. Jaya Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.